number 17 and 17, a friend, a little bit of that.
There's evidence that we're running out of time.
Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts, and thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on your Real Love Station, 88.1 FM in Alexandria, 92.5 FM in Shreveport, 98.9 FM in Monroe. We bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years.
Mildred Townsend.
Say that one more time.
Minister Mildred Townsend.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I got it right.
You got it right, Bishop.
I got it right. I got the right one.
You got the right one.
All right, brothers and sisters, we thank and praise God for you on today. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And as always, we just thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come into your homes, your places of confinement, your hospital rooms, inside of your automobiles, wherever you might be at the sound of our voice. We thank you and we appreciate you. We don't take you for granted, and we just love you with the love of the Lord. Without any further preliminaries, we're going to ask my beautiful wife, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture and lead us before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you today. We thank you because there's nobody like you. We thank you, Lord God, because you brought us a mighty long way.
Oh, yes.
Once again, God, we just want to thank you and praise
yes,
you, Lord God.
Yes,
thanking
Lord.
And
we
praising
thank you.
You, Lord God, because there's truly nobody like you. Lord God, we thank you because when we woke up this morning, Lord God, we found out that our loved ones were still here in the land of the living.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you.
Yes,
because
Lord.
You've been mighty good. So many others,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
are bearing loved ones. But you've been so good to us, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We just
Jesus.
Want to thank you, Lord God, for this day. We pray, God, that you would bless the ones that listen to the broadcast on today.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
That you would just bless each and every one of them.
Thank
Lord,
you,
give
Jesus.
Them a mind to get saved. Give them a mind to come closer to you, Lord.
Yes,
the ones, Lord.
Lord,
that are backsliding, the ones that are committing sin, Lord God, we're asking you to have mercy upon them today.
Oh, yes,
give
Lord.
Give them another chance, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we forever give your name to praise, God. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise God for you. And I tell you what we're going to do today because of today's date. Today is March the 16th. And as Minister Mildred shared with you, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he did give his only begotten Son, that whosoever, yes. doesn't matter whether you're black, white, a man or woman, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. That means that you shall not die the death of what's going to happen to Satan and his angels, to be thrown into the lake of fire that's prepared for the devil and his angels. But what we want to do today, since God so loved the world, we're going to give you a chance to express why you love him so much. We're going to open up that phone line. And if you desire prayer, along with that, we'll pray for you. But we're going to give you a chance to call in. Today is 3:16, and that's what the subject of our broadcast is today. For God so loved the world, and why yes. do you love him? And maybe somebody needs to know, because there's somebody out there that's going through a love crisis. Amen. Whether they grew up in a family where they didn't receive love, but maybe you can let them know that God can change their life and whatever it is. So the number to call outside of the local area will be 1-877-464-2500. And within the limit, you can call 318-484-2500. And we would love for you to call in and express why your love for God, what it is, what it makes God so special to you. What has he done for you, and why do you love him? And his salvation, are you really appreciative for salvation? And what does salvation really mean to you? 484-2500. Going to open up that line if you desire prayer. We'll pray for you also in the process of that. But we just want to give you that opportunity right now. We'll do it. It's about 35 minutes after 12, and we'll be doing it up until about 5 minutes to 1. But we thank and praise God for you. God has done some miraculous and wonderful things in our life. And I tell you, when we just look back over our life where he's brought us from, it's his love that keeps us going. But even in a world where things are unfolding, Minister Mildred, all around us, we see devastating things happening, but God's love is still here.
Amen.
Operating in this earth. And again, if you'd like to share why you love him, why you think he loves you, 464-2500. For those of you that are traveling up and down the highways and you say, well, I can't pick you up where I'm at, well, you can still get us via the internet by going to KAYTFM.com. And as always, before you call, if you're in the Natchez area, we would certainly love to invite you to come be our guest at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi. That's right. We have service every Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. That's our Sunday school. And morning worship begins at 11 o'clock. We have prayer on Mondays at 6 o'clock for right now until we change it back to the regular time, 7. We have Bible study at 6 o'clock until we change that back to the regular time, 7. And you're certainly invited to come be a part of all of our services. All denominations are welcome. All seats are free. All genders, we welcome all genders, men, women, boys, girls. We're even reaching out to our Spanish brothers and sisters out there, mi hermanos, mi hermanas. We want to invite you to come be our guest so that we can worship at our iglesia with Señor Dios and Jesucristo and the power of Espíritu Santo. We want you to come. So come be our guest. And you can even call in. We just thank and praise God for you. Anything you want to share, Minister Mildred?
Amen.
Before the phones start ringing.
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, you were asking why you're so thankful for, you know, basically, you know, it's just a blessing, Bishop. Even the weather this year has been so great and just blessed. You know, in other parts of the country, you know, some had, you know, few bad days, you know, at a stretch of the time. But really down here in the Mid-Salut area, Mississippi, Louisiana, it's just been just a fantastic winter. You know, God has been smiling on the people here, and it's just a blessing, you know, just to come back and give God thanks, you know, each and every day, you know, to give him thanks because he don't have to do it. Amen. We had a friend that used to work on a job with you just on this week. Had a massive heart attack, and she was just in her early 40s, you know, but God has been good to us. And the least we could do is thank him. Amen. The least we could do while we're here is to live holy and live right before him. And these are the things that we as Christians must do. Amen. Have the love of God in us and be, you know, in a way and live a life that is pleasing to him.
Amen.
So that's what I really, really wanted to say. Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do.
Praise God. And you know what, people of God, the standard of God does not change. There is an expectation that God expects from us. Amen. And because he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, you see, when we think in terms of believing, and I want to just kind of share something with you, when you believe something, you stand on it. Amen. Amen. When you believe in that that person who you want to marry, you stand on the fact that they love you so much that they're willing to commit to marry you. And watch this. Spend the rest of their life with you in what's called holy matrimony. What does holy mean? Now, if there's a such thing as holy, we can make our matrimony unholy. But I believe we got a caller on the line. So we're going to see, can we get that caller there? Praise the Lord. Who do we have there? Who do we have out there?
Sister Eliza.
Sister Eliza, God bless you. How are you today?
Blessed going in and blessed coming out. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't think people realize what time it is. That this is the time to get on. Everybody talk about how crazy everybody was because they didn't go get on the boat with Noah. This is the time that people need to be going back to church.
Yes, they do.
Just as the people should have been abiding by what Noah was telling them to do.
Sister Liza, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is probably going to hurt a little bit, but I think you're a big girl. You can handle this. Should they just go to any church? Does it make a difference what church they go to?
We're going
to
ask the Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them to church.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
The church is telling them, this is the day of Noah. Get on the boat.
Now, the reason why I asked you that, because they got churches now where you got the pastor and the first gentleman.
Oh, yes.
And
well, now, number one, we're going to do 1 Timothy 2:1-4. We're going to make intercessions and, you know, supplication to the Lord.
But my question is, should we just let them? Should we just tell them about going to any church, though?
No, Mo.
Well, the Lord, not any church.
Okay, that was my question.
It's time to go to church. We're going to trust God and the Holy Spirit to lead them to the right church.
Well, and here's one thing you got to understand too, Sister Liza. He's left it in our care now to begin to lead people in the right direction. And so, just like we ask the Holy Spirit to show us how to govern our families, our children. But as leaders, we have to lead them in the right way. That's all I was just trying to
say. I'm not having a problem with that. I'm just having a problem with people not knowing that it's the time that it was in the day of Noah.
Oh, yes,
and that
ma'am.
They need to go to church.
Yeah.
Now, I know the Lord going to give the pastors the wisdom.
That's right.
Because he said, you just open your mouth and I'll speak through you.
Okay.
So that part, I leave that all up to God.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm knowing is people don't know it's this time. They don't know it's the time where you got to go or you're going to be left like the people in the days of Noah. And everybody says the people in the days of Noah were crazy because all they had to do was go get on the boat. Most people don't know that this is the time right now.
Now, why is that, Sister Liza, with all of the churches, with all of the technology, with all of the quote-unquote leaders, pastors, with all of the technological marvels? I mean, we've got television broadcast, we've got radio broadcast, and you say people don't know it's the time? Why is
it's
that?
It's the time of Noah.
Why
it's
is that?
Noah.
Why don't they know?
They're not going. They still stand out up under trees and having fun and stuff like that because they're just thinking they have to go to church. So you have to go to church because it's the end time, and you don't want to be left behind as the day of Noah. That usually wakes them up.
Well, you know what? The truth of the matter is, Sister Liza, we don't have enough people sharing it. It's just like
that's
it's just
what I'm
like
saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you're saying that people don't know, but the only way people are going to know is people have to tell them. That's why we have to lead them. All right, thank you.
There need to be flies on trees and on people's windshield. This is the day of Noah. Go back to church. At least go back to church.
Amen, Sister Liza. Let me grab this other call.
The Holy Ghost going to convict them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, all right?
Bless God.
God bless you, my sister.
Thank you, and I appreciate you and your wife.
All right, bye-bye.
Bless you now. Bye-bye.
All right. Moments of inspiration. Caller, this is 316 day for God so loved the world. You got something you'd like to share with us? Are you there, caller? I guess we lost that caller. In any event, you can call 484-2500. We thank Sister Liza for sharing that with us. She brought a very important thing. Yeah, people do need to know. People do need to know. Okay, caller, are you there?
Yes. God bless you, Richard Townsend and Minister Midger.
God bless you. How are you?
This is good. I'm doing good. This is Sister Angela calling.
God bless you, Sister Angela, one of our very own.
Yes.
That's right. I'm your own.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So what do you want to share today? This is 316. Today is 316, and our theme is coming from God so loved the world today. What is it that makes you love him so much, and why do you think he loves you so much?
Oh, my God. That's a long topic, but I like
But make it short.
Make it short. I love God so much, and he loved me so much first.
Yes.
And, you know, he saved my soul. He's been a father to me. He's been a friend. He's been taking care of me over all these years. He's given me breath in my body, and he's given me another chance, you know, and you know, like I said, he's been there for me, and he's committed to me. He's committed to his word, and it's like that piggyback on what the lady was saying, you know, people need to go to church, but at the same time, we as Christians need to go out and bring word to the people according to
Amen, Sister Angela.
Go out and make disciples of all nations and teach them because they don't know.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? When she said that, and it's true, she said, well, you know, people don't know. But you would think that in a time like now, as opposed to Noah's time, that people would know that we're living in times of devastation. Because when we look around us, just in Chicago, Illinois, a man was changing the diaper of his baby in the car, and some guys came up and shot the man and his baby.
Amen.
And shot the baby five times, and the husband is in critical condition, you see. But the truth of the matter is people don't know, they're not being told, because, can I be honest with you, we're sugar,
yeah.
we're responsible for giving people spiritual diabetes. We're sugaring down the word of God to let people know that we're living in dangerous times.
Come
now,
on,
the Bible said in the book of Matthew that the love of many shall wax cold, and because iniquity is abounding, people are more concerned with building churches instead of saving souls.
Amen. Reaching out for souls.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Praise be to God. But you know what? When you said that he loves you because of who he is, and I thank and praise God for his love today. As you said, it's a long story, but we're going to give somebody else a chance to call. And did you share everything that you wanted to share as far as what his love is concerned?
Yes. And I just thank God for y'all.
Amen.
Well, we will see you later on this evening if the Lord says to say.
Praise God.
Yes, thank y'all.
Okay.
Amen.
Sister,
I just wanted to give thanks out to my pastor. Y'all are my pastors.
All right.
God bless you. All right, then, Sister Cecil. We love you now.
We love you.
This is Moments of Inspiration. Who do we have out there, and what would you like to share today?
I want to share that God first loved me. I mean, I love God because he first loved me.
Say it.
And that he promised me that he'll never leave me, never forsaken me.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just love him for that and everything else he's doing in my life.
Okay.
And he loves me because I'm his child.
Amen. And since you love him, what do you find yourself that you are constrained to do for him since he loved you? What is it that you do for him? Because so often, you know, a lot of time we always asking God to do for us. But as a person who realizes the intensity of his love, what do you find yourself doing for him?
Doing his will, leading and guiding me where I need to go, where I need to be to do what he has for me to do in that day, in that time.
All right. And you're not scared to tell everybody what God expects of them?
I was just when this.
No, I don't. I try to do what he tells me to do, and I might not do everything he tells me to do, but I try to do and be obedient to him.
Amen.
Because he's been teaching me about that obedience. That's number one thing, because if you're not obedient to him, you won't do his will.
And if you don't do his will, we ain't going to make it in, are we?
Amen.
Caller, listen, Amen. We thank you and we love you. Thank you for adding to this little forum today. It ain't going to be long, but we certainly appreciate you. Where are you calling from, if we may ask?
Pineville.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking time out from your busy schedule, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Today is John 3:16 day, and we're speaking about God so loved the world. And if that love is, do you feel that love manifested? And do you feel that? Even though we speak about that love, and the word of God says that because iniquity shall abound, do you see that love diminishing? Do you see the love between brothers and sisters? Minister Mildred?
Hey, man, we see that love, but not where the Bible is fulfilling itself. So let's put it like that. Because I know we want to go out there, and I know, but it don't stop us from going out there witnessing to people. But we know that the Bible say all of these things are going to be happening during the end time. And we see it every day.
My God.
You know, the love of many has waxed cold. And because of that, iniquity is here and it's abounding all us around us. So, yes, you know, the Bible's going to be fulfilled, even though that don't stop us from still going out and witnessing, because God already declared that we must do that as saints of God. And but again, we don't expect, you know, because, hey, that's what we're getting back now. We're seeing the people are behaving in manners that we've never seen before.
My Lord.
Are happening that never we ever seen before.
My God.
Because of that. And because of the word is true, it's fulfilling itself. And that's what makes me hold on to this word even more. Because you see the same thing, this word, how long it's been written, and still today it's happening. And that's why I love the word of God. I love the Lord. Because his word is fulfilling itself before our eyes. And these times are upon us even now.
And you said something interesting, Minister Mildred. You said you love the word of God and you love the Lord. And you can't love all of those things without loving God's people.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the thing that we want to drive back home, that if we love God, we unquestionably have to love God's people. Amen. Now, one thing I want to let you know, everybody ain't God's people.
That's right.
We are all his creation. But Jesus made it plain when he even shared and said that they said, your mother and your brothers are looking for you. And he said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? And I know, so that's where a lot of us in the church get confused. But everybody that is not doing the will of God is not your brother or your sister. Amen. And the church is going to be full. And hopefully and prayerfully, we can win them over by the life that we live. To let them know that this ain't no play game, that
That's
this
right.
thing is not something that we just play with and take haphazardly. You know, as Sister Liza say, you know, we prayed at the Holy Spirit. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is in us.
Amen.
And it is leading us to tell people what need to be told. And as Apostle Paul said, woe unto me if I don't preach
yes.
the gospel. I mean, I can't just entrust it for somebody else to do it. We all have been given the measure of faith to utilize for the glory of God. Now, the truth of the matter is some of us, Minister Milton, are like light bulbs. Some of us may be 100 watt.
Yes.
Some of us may be 60 watt.
Yes.
But that same spirit must be willing to have its perfect work in our life so that we can help lead men and women out of darkness. Praise be to God. Hey, that line is still open if you want to call. Why is God so good to you? Why do you think he's good? And even in the dispensation of what's going on, I think Sister Liza, she said that we need to let people know that we are in the end times.
Yes.
Do you hear enough of that message being shared? Or do we hear much more about just about prosperity and all of those things? But what's going to happen? We're headed towards what's called a cashless system now. And what's going to happen with all the money that we accumulate? When that happens,
yeah.
where are we going to be at then? She said, we need to get ready to let people know that they need to get in the ark. They need to get ready to get in the church.
Yes.
But the truth of the matter is you are already
in
the church.
Amen. And I was thinking that, too. It's not so much the physical building. It's about getting in the body of Christ, Bishop, because as Jesus said, he's coming back for a church, which meaning people. He's not coming back for the building, you know, without spot, wrinkle or blemish. So he's talking about a people that has gotten themselves together, a people that has sold themselves out to only him. Because there's no way in the world that you could be without spot, wrinkle, or blemish if you haven't sold out to Christ Jesus.
That's it. That's it. And that's the truth of the matter. Something I want to share with God's people. And speaking about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Minister Miller, I got about 8 more minutes, but I want to share this with God's people because a lot of time, you know, and the truth of the matter is I love God and I love his people.
Yes.
And the thing is like this. If you live 5 pounds, you're only going to be able to live 5 pounds.
Right.
But you've got to get out of your comfort zone. In other words, when the word of God tells us to rightly divide the word of God,
yes.
you know what? There's parts of the word for people who are just getting in it. There's parts of the word where people are in an intermediate state.
Yes.
And then there is parts of the word where we become warriors.
Mm-hmm.
No longer warriors, but become warriors.
Warriors.
And you know what? We become, as what the word of God says, perfect.
My Lord.
Now, everybody looks at, I was at Bible class the other day, and I asked a question to one of the members at church. And I said, well, how many of you ever heard the statement that says, nobody perfect? And I asked one of the members during the Bible class, I say, Sister so-and-so, why do people say that? She say, because that's the excuse they want to use for not doing what God's word tells them to do.
Yes.
And they know they ain't doing it. So that's the excuse to keep them in a sinful mind. But see, the thing of the matter is when you get to that point of being perfected in your mind,
yes
you can be. Because see, I have to share this with you. If God come and you're in sin,
well,
you're going to be lost.
Come on.
I mean, you know, as Sister Liza said, we got to tell people the truth. If you are in sin when Jesus comes, you got to make up your mind that I'm that perfect person now. Now, how do I stay perfect? It's one day at a time. Amen. If you get too, if you think too far up ahead, you know, you start making plans for next year, it's one day at a time, brothers and sisters. Today I'll be perfect.
Hallelujah.
In the things of Christ. Today I'll live a life free of sin.
Hallelujah.
Today I will love my brothers and sisters
thank
like
you,
I've
Lord.
Never done before.
Yes.
See,
yes.
The problem is we make plans too far ahead, and then when we let ourselves down, then here come the excuses.
There you go. It's easy that way, Bishop.
I know. It's convenient for us
convenient
to do it that way. Amen. And don't get me wrong. We're not going to deviate from when Jesus said, let he that is without sin
cast
the first stone. But let's keep in mind, the Holy Spirit hadn't fallen yet either.
No, it hadn't.
So when we rightfully divide the word of God, we cannot use the word of God to accommodate us in a selfish way. Remember, Satan is the author of confusion, of using scripture to bind you up and keep you not pleasing God. Bishop Townsend, what do you mean? He took Jesus in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And what did he use to try to corrupt the mind of Jesus? He said, the scripture said that he will give his angels charge over you. Now, you see, he took a scripture to try to get Jesus to deviate from the commandment of God.
Yes.
And so when you rightly divide the word of God, you won't use scripture to keep yourself weak. As a matter of fact, the word of God said, let the weak say that I'm strong. The more you confess that you are weak instead of confessing that you are strong, it's just like when I tell you that when you ask for prayer and said, Bishop, pray for me that God heal me. And I say, now confess that I'm healed. Well, how are you going to confess that you healed, but you said I still got sin, too?
Mm-mm.
Why do you think Jesus told people that were sick in their bodies? He said, your sins are forgiven. Praise be to God. But I want to share this scripture right here with God's people. I want to share this scripture, and I want to share this with you. And I want you all to read this scripture. Amen. And this is not just for heavyweights, but this is for those of you that are trying to grow strong in the things of God. Amen. Minister Mildred, the third chapter of 1 John. And, amen, I find this neat, but because as you said, if you want to get in the boat, praise be to God. God, if God is coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, amen, there can't be blemishes in our life.
Can't be.
Amen. Amen. Now watch this. 7 through 10. 3, 7 through 10.
Amen. It says like this. Little children.
Little children, that's you out there in radio land.
Let no man deceive you.
Don't let no man deceive you. That goes for pastor, bishops, apostles. That goes for evangelists. That goes for anybody. The truth of the matter is you must be told what you need to do so that you won't have your name blotted out of the book of life, because you can get it blotted out. How can I get it blotted out? By living a life of sin. What else, Minister Mildred?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
Now, if you're doing righteous, you are righteous. What else?
Even as he is righteous.
Uh-huh. Watch this now. And this is for those of you that love to make the excuse. This is for pastors. This is for bishops. This is for apostles. This is for prophets and prophetesses. Yes, I know that you say that if there's sin in your life, God's still working on you. But I got some news for you. And I don't want you to fool yourself or the people any longer. Read what it says, Minister Mildred.
Number 8 says this, Bishop. He that committeth sin is of the devil.
If you're in sin, Pastor, you're of the devil.
My God, my God.
Amen. Apostle, if you're in sin, you're of the devil. Amen. That's right. Preacher, if you're in sin, you are of the devil. I didn't say fall into sin. If you're in sin, you are of the devil. What else does it say?
He that committed sin is of the devil.
Uh-huh.
The devil sin is from the beginning.
So if you're constantly in sin, but you're making excuses that, you know what, God's still working on me. God ain't working on you. Satan working on you. That's why you're still in sin. Because if God is working on you, the spirit of conviction is going to come to let you know that, you know what, I can't do this. Why do you think Joseph, when he was around Potiphar's wife, came up with the conclusion that says, I cannot do this thing in God's sight?
Man.
Uh-huh. You see, even when the prodigal son realized that he had sinned, the first thing he did when he came back home, he said, Father, I've sinned before heaven and I've sinned before you. You see, so we realize each and every day that, you know what, we don't want to crucify Christ again. If you're in sin and you're naming the name of Christ, you are crucifying him each and every time you sin. What else, Minister Mildred?
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
Uh-huh.
He might destroy the works of the devil.
Number 9 says what?
Whoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Now watch this. If you're born again and you're truly born of God, in verse number 9, now this is the reason why I want to get you in the ark of safety, and I'm going to train you to help you to understand what you need to do. He said that he that is what?
Whosoever is born of sin did not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God.
Now you see that whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Pastor, you in sin, you ain't born of God. Apostle, you committing sin, you're not born of God, you're born of religion. Bishop Townsend, if you're committing sin, you're not born of God. You're born of religion. You're born of the seminary. You're born of the theological teaching that you receive. When you are born of God, you do not commit sin. Hey, y'all, we got to go. My God, my God. But yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Hey, listen, if you want to call and you still like to have prayer, 70-